Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And welcome into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson in the back as well. And this is not really how we anticipated starting the show today as we were kind of working through our show plan and planning last night shortly after the Predators game was over. Obviously a really rough night for our community here in the Nashville area and surrounding areas as well. Tornado touched down, at least one tornado. I don't think we even know how many tornadoes last night have yet touched down in our area, but just devastation in the East Nashville area, devastation near Germantown over in Wilson County, around Lebanon and Mount Juliet, out east in the Cookeville area, Putnam County, Benton County. Just a really tough day in our neighborhood to wake up this way. Robbie Stanley here alongside Joe Rex. I want to bring Joe to the microphone now. And Joe, just a really tough day to start a show today, because if you look at some of the pictures that have been coming out in terms of the devastation that we saw last night, I mean, as the sun's starting to come out now, you're starting to see more and more graphic photos of buildings and businesses and homes and schools that are just gone. And that's a really jarring sight to see.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And I think, you know, as the sun comes up here, of course, there will be a lot more to see and a lot more that, you know, is not pleasant to see. I believe the most recent reports have 6 fatalities, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And that would be 2 in Nashville, 3 in Putnam County, and did you say 1 in Benton County?
1 in Benton County. I think WSMV is reporting.
I mean, the image of Donelson Christian Academy is just awful. It appears to be just leveled, gone. Some you know, businesses, of course, in East Nashville. Our good buddy Chris Martell has been tweeting this morning about a touchdown basically in his backyard.
Yeah, in Lebanon.
In Lebanon, and terrifying. Apparently, that area, a flipped over truck, according to Martell, but you know, no other, and a roof ripped off. But thankfully, nothing beyond that. It could have been obviously much worse, but it appears Germantown, East Nashville, hit hardest. I mean, we are looking at images right now here in the studio, and my goodness, there is some serious damage going on. So it's tough.
It is. And, you know, out towards Wilson County right now, I think a lot of people have been stuck on the interstate. I mean, basically since this went down, I mean, there's some damage on the interstate that's been closed. Things have been backed up. I think I-40 towards the Lebanon area, right around 840. There's been backups for hours there. And I'm not sure. I don't think anybody at this point is sure exactly when that area is going to be cleared and traffic is going to be able to flow more freely through. So if you're out there towards the Lebanon area right now, I think both directions, both coming into town and heading out of town, it's a pretty much a log jam out there right now, understandably so.
And for hours, is my understanding, people have been stranded out there.
Yeah,
that's tough. I give you my, you know, experience with this in the last couple hours. Basically, Robbie, we covered the Preds game last night. I think I was asleep by 11:30. My wife woke me up, I think, about 3:30 and said, you know, the tornado hit Nashville. I had no idea. We in Nolensville, we did not get anything more than, I think, rain and thunder, but that was obviously jarring to hear. And, immediately what you do is you pick up your phone and you go to Twitter. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And you first think of, I mean, I'm glad to see, like, our friend Braden Gall tweeting. You know, he lives in East Nashville. You think of people you know who live in certain areas.
Yeah.
So, really, honestly, now that we're just sitting here talking about it, I've got a few texts to send out, too, just to make sure some people are okay.
Yeah, and like I have a similar experience. I got home from the Preds game last night around 11:30. I live in Greenbrier, so I went up north that way. And I guess luckily for me, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of damage up there. I mean, we got some straight line winds and some heavy rain and thunder and lightning, but we didn't get anywhere close to what people in East Nashville and Germantown and those areas experienced. And I got home, and I knew that storms were coming, and just based off of kind of paying attention to the weather all day, stayed up until really they just started happening. Because at that point, like you weren't really sure where it was going to go, where it was going to come from. And, you know, my wife was asleep in the next room, and I didn't want to, you know, wake her up for no reason. But I was, you know, monitoring what was going on with the weather and saw the tornado warnings start to roll through in Davidson County and in Wilson County. And like you said, Joe, I mean, you get onto Twitter and almost immediately you start seeing videos of, you know, there's people downtown Nashville recording a tornado rolling through the outskirts of downtown Nashville in real time. And, you know, one of the scariest parts about these things are, especially when they come at night like they did, like, you know, when you're out in Kansas and Oklahoma and there's a bunch of flat rural land around and it's daylight, I mean, you can kind of see these things coming. When it's rain-wrapped and it's nighttime, I mean, you have no idea.
Right.
What direction these things are going. Not that you could do anything about it if you could see it, but, like, I mean, at least you may have some time to prepare that way. I mean, these things just, boom, they're there, and it's terrifying. And unfortunately, I mean, this is not the first time that we in this area have been through something like this. I think back, one of the earliest memories that I have as a kid was 1998. Very similar. Tornado rolled through East Nashville. I lived in East Nashville at the time, and that's one of the earliest memories I have, being a five-year-old kid, you know, scared to death, hiding in a bathroom somewhere, running away from a tornado. I mean, in 2006, I believe it was, it came through my hometown of Hendersonville, Tennessee. I was up there as well, and massive devastation. So, you know, our area, obviously 2010 with the flood, a little bit different circumstance there, but our area is familiar with, unfortunately, some pretty bad stories on the weather front, and this looks really, really bad just based on the images we're starting to see. And, you know, obviously I think everybody's first thought when this starts to happen, especially at nighttime when you can't really see a whole lot, like, what's the damage going to look like when the sun comes up and there's daylight and you can start to see the damage?
Yeah, no, there's some awful images out there. There's, like, as you said, there are also some video snippets from people who were very close to this. I want to send one shout out to a Twitter account. If you're on Twitter,
absolutely,
you should follow, which is Nash Severe
WX.
WX. I mean, like, in cases much less severe than this, it's an immediate go-to for me on where's the line of thunderstorms. But I mean, I think you could say really, like, that's a life-saving operation, and, you know, the real-time information they have is really key. I mean, you can't overstate how important it is in situations like this. Also, I would invite anyone to lots of people to follow Natalia Lund, my friend from the Tennessean. She at Natalia Lund, NATALIEALUND. She's on the ground. She's been on the ground all morning, you know, talking to Mayor John Cooper, walking around Germantown, East Nashville, seeing the damage. So, a worthwhile follow right now. And again, a lot of people, of course, are out covering this and trying to find out more information. And frankly, I hope we don't have any change in those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And obviously, I think metro schools have closed for the day. A lot of schools were scheduled to be closed today anyway, just because of Super Tuesday and the election, but there have been some additional closings as well. I think Metro wasn't scheduled to be closed today. Now they are. I think Wilson County schools will be closed for the remainder of this week. Already that decision has been made. probably a very good decision there by the Wilson County school system. The Nashville Fire Department just tweeted that their urban search and rescue teams are out searching for collapsed structures, or not searching for collapsed structures. They're searching collapsed structures for anyone trapped or injured. So still an ongoing situation. And I know as you're driving into work this morning, just, you know, be mindful, be vigilant out there, be careful, because especially if you're going towards East Nashville or Germantown, out in the Lebanon area where right now it's really hard to navigate, you know, a lot of crews are out there, you know, pulling debris aside, moving wreckage aside, and quite frankly, still performing, you know, search operations. The last I heard, I mean, not everybody is accounted for. So there's a really, really tough situation that's going on in our area right now. I mean, Munson, I know this is something that hits home to you as well, just being in Tuscaloosa back in 2011 when I remember where I was when the tornado went through Tuscaloosa, and I didn't even live there.
Yeah. So last night, I kind of get into a moment to where I just, when weather happens, I kind of just black out, just go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of go to sleep, and that's kind of what I did yesterday. I just went to sleep, and it was kind of, I thought it was just going to be rain and some heavy winds maybe, but then when I started getting texts, and it's crazy how majority of texts I got weren't from people here. It was a lot of people from Tuscaloosa who texted me. And it's like, hey, Marquise, are you good? Are you okay? And I'm, you know, I kind of let them know what happened. But yeah, it's devastating, man. April 27th, you know, 2011 will be a date I'll never forget. Like, that's an experience that, you know, I was kind of numb to, because, you know, I was a kid from California. I never went through a tornado before. I never went through any of that. So I was kind of numb to that whole thing. So my mom, luckily enough, was aware of what was going on, and we kind of got into a safe place. And, you know, it's the devastation afterwards was just, you know, that word, devastating. And it was hard. It took a while for that city, my city of Tuscaloosa, to get back to what it was, but it did, you know. And I think, you know, if you look at it now, it's a lot different. Yeah, I miss my full moon barbecue that was right down the street from my house.
Yeah,
you know, and but, you know, they rebuilt and everything was good after that. So it takes a while. It hurts. It hurts a lot the first day. Definitely hurts, you know, a week later, months later, and it definitely takes time to heal that process. But one thing that I noticed about just when it happened in Tuscaloosa, of just, you know, and I know it's the cliche thing to say, that how everybody from, you know, different areas come together.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just going to be the same here. It's just everybody, you know, from, you know, I lived in the Alberta area, which was the, you know, the lower version of Tuscaloosa. It wasn't the rich part of Tuscaloosa, but, you know, everybody from, didn't matter where you're from, if you're from Alberta, if you lived on Skyland Boulevard, McFarland Boulevard, if you lived in Northport, where Northport didn't get touched, it didn't matter where you lived in that area, everybody came together and everybody helped rebuild that city. And, you know, same thing for, you know, the football team and the athletics that helped out with it as well. You know, even Auburn, who's the Alabama's rival, came down and helped out, you know, after that devastation. So, you know, it's a tragic situation, but it really brings a lot of people together. And that's what I noticed when I was in Tuscaloosa. And that's a lot of what is going to happen here. So it takes a while, but it's easier to heal when you have people by your side that's been through this. And I think when everybody comes together in Nashville and kind of get through this, I think everybody will heal together. So
that's really well said. And I think, you know, our city, as I said before, this is not the first time we've been through something like this. And when I say our city, I mean, I'm including, you know, the surrounding area as well. This community has come together in the past, and I'm sure that it will again. And Marquise, I think that was really well said there. Obviously, look, we're a sports show, and we're gonna talk some sports today. We're gonna get into what happened in the Preds game last night. We're gonna talk some Titans as well, but we're going to spend a large portion of the day talking about what's happened in our community, because ultimately our community is us. I mean, that's the most important part of what we do and who we are, is our community. So share your experiences with us. 615-737-1025. Hit us up on the text line, 615-737-1025. I know it's been a very challenging 12 hours or so for our community here, but When we come back, we'll continue to talk about this and kind of unwrap what happens or what's happened in our community over the course of the last few hours. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, taking you through a tough Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And Joe, we mentioned, you know, as the daylight comes and more, you know, visibility is given to us in terms of just daylight and being able to see the damage firsthand. Lindsey Nance from WSMV Channel 4 is tweeting out some drone videos taken in the Mount Juliet area, in the Five Points area in East Nashville. The devastation is just unbelievable. I mean, there are neighborhoods in Mount Juliet that have been completely wiped out. The Five Points area over in East Nashville, lots of devastation in that area as well. Germantown, same thing. And as you said in the last segment, I think the latest count we have on the death toll is six, and praying and hoping that that doesn't rise. But just some jarring images that Lindsey Nance from Channel 4 has just tweeted out from the drone shots that they've been able to acquire.
Yeah, they are jarring images, and things are coming in quickly. Someone tweeted there are still some people trapped in some buildings right now and things like that. So, and by the way, first responders, you cannot possibly express enough how important they are, how appreciated they are. And obviously in times like this, it's just, you know, these people are out there risking themselves, to help others. So, you know, you got to keep them in mind as well here. You know, Marquise was talking last segment, Robbie, about Tuscaloosa and all that happened. And I just wanted to add, there is no question, if there's one thing about all of this that I am 100% certain about, it's that this community will, rally together and do everything to help rebuild. I mean, that is indisputable.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Nashville do this before. We've seen the surrounding areas do this before and rally. Just tweets coming in. Some people are just waking up and kind of discovering what's happening for the first time. Some of you may be just tuning in to the radio and are discovering what happened in our area for the first time. And, you know, a lot of businesses have been totally destroyed. I mean, I think I saw where, you know, Jack Brown's Burger Joint over in Germantown has been damaged. Lots of, you know, the Five Points area in East Nashville, lots of devastation over there. Germantown as well. Lebanon. I think I saw a video tweeted out from the Lebanon Walmart earlier this morning where it was hit, and the first part of, you know, the parking lot out there was damaged. And, you know, they keep showing, you know, still shots on the screen on the TV here in the studio. And you can see, you know, cameras last night catching the tornado as it's moving along. And I'm no meteorologist and I'm no expert, but it doesn't take an expert to look at that tornado and say that's a gigantic tornado and it looks extremely terrifying. And I guess if there is good news about this, some of the schools that have been destroyed, you mentioned Donaldson Christian Academy. I think there have been a few in Wilson County that have been destroyed as well. I mean, thank God school wasn't in session. I mean, no kids were there, because if you haven't seen photos of Donaldson Christian Academy yet, I mean, it's totally gone. And to think about what could have been if children were there while school was in session and it hit then is just terrifying. So I guess that's one silver lining in an awful situation.
Yeah, you're talking about 800 students. I mean, my kid plays basketball there every weekend. That's a great campus and school, and it is, you know, you're looking at these photos, and there's not much left of it. A little bit of information here. I'm trying to pick out stuff that, you know, we should share. There's a good tweet about some shelters. Nashville Farmers Market has a shelter right now, Running Water, 900 Rose El Parks Boulevard. Hadley Park Community Center, will be open for voting, not a shelter location.
Yeah, they've had to switch some voting locations around because of all this today, and I think some of them are opening an hour later.
Yeah, and Centennial Sportsplex will be a shelter, and that just opened. And then in Wilson County, Victory Baptist Church, 1777 Tate Lane, is a shelter. So, and this is thank you to CMP, at CMP Rights, Courtney. This is a tweet that is coming across. So, you know, as we get information, things like this, we'll try to share it. I mean, it just here and there, just hopefully it'll help someone out there who's looking for information.
Yeah, I think Natalie Alun from the Tennessean tweeted out earlier that John Cooper, Mayor John Cooper, is scheduled to have a press conference at 8 o'clock, somewhere around the 8 o'clock area, to try and update as best he can the damage, the injury count, unfortunately, the death toll that's been associated with this as well. So we'll do the best we can to keep you guys updated with that as well. Fox in Nashville just tweeting out that 7 is now the death toll. So just an awful situation here in the Nashville community. And, you know, I think, you know, look, we love sports. We care about sports. But there are certain things that happen in life that just kind of put things in perspective. I mean, I showed up yesterday to Bridgestone Arena, and I was just kind of going through my morning skate routine of going to prepare to interview players and do all these different things. And all of a sudden, I get there, and the entire Predators organization is, like, outside the office and outside the media room. And I'm like, okay, well, something interesting is going on here. I'm not really sure what it is, what's going on. And I come to find out, I get in the room, and here come every single member of the Nashville Predators, save for, like, a few guys who had to be on the ice because of, you know, morning skate responsibilities. They're sitting in the media room, and all of a sudden, Nathaniel Bone, kind of a super fan of the Predators, comes in. He's been a part-time employee. He was an early recipient of the 365 Fund in Nashville that Pecorine and Shea Weber started, and obviously is battling cancer, is battling all sorts of things that, you know, he signs a one-day contract with the Predators. All the players are in there. Nathaniel gets up there. He gives a speech about how much hockey means to him, how much the team means to him, how much, you know, they've helped him kind of get through this battle, and says, you know what, I may not be around to see the first time you guys win a Stanley Cup, but it's been a heck of a ride. I appreciate the impact that you guys have had on my life. You know, that kind of puts everything in perspective when you're talking about human life and dealing with, you know, things that are much, 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 much bigger than sports. You know, we talk about athletes and players, and we're going to talk about the Predators today, and we're going to get into that. But, you know, it's very difficult for me to come in here, I think, today and be, you know, overly critical about the Predators losing an 8-3 game last night. In comparison, when you look around what's going on in our community, like, sometimes, unfortunately, I think these things remind us of that. We probably should be reminded of these things at all times and how precious life is, but we're human beings. We take things for granted every single day. And I know the last 24 hours for me, I know Nathaniel Bone yesterday, I think, spoke to me in a really unique way. And now that this has happened, it's just, it puts things in perspective, I think, in a way that we all need probably every day.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think those things a lot, and things hit me. And then you go right back to taking things for granted. I mean, sports is escapism too. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's fun. It's a diversion. I think the thing you mentioned before the game, that's how powerful sports can be. It's the best of sports. And, you know, I have no doubt that in the sports world, in the aftermath of this tornado, you're going to see a lot of reasons why sports is great as well, because, you know, it has a lot of power in it, and it can gather people together like few things in the world. But, you know, it won't be long. We'll be right back to, you know, picking apart every little thing. And yeah. I mean, look, that's part of the deal. It is always good to try to keep a little balance in mind on all that stuff, though.
No question about it. When we come back, we'll continue to discuss the developments with the tornado hitting our area last night, at least one tornado. We haven't really been told yet, and I don't guess a full investigation has yet been done since it's been dark. Sun is just now coming up of exactly how many touched down in our area. I know the Cookeville area was hit as well. We'll continue to discuss this. We'll give updates on the news as they come in terms of traffic, in terms of school closings, maybe when the mayor's going to have his press conference. We'll continue to keep you updated as best we can. We'll try to dive a little bit into the Predators game from last night as well when we come back. You're listening to Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game alongside Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. Marquise Munson behind the glass. Taking you through this Tuesday morning. I know if you're just waking up, maybe driving into work, you're taking it in just as we are, just the devastation that's taking place and has taken place in our community, the Germantown area, East Nashville, Putnam County, Benton County, Wilson County in Lebanon towards Mount Juliet as well. Just a lot of devastation from the storms that moved through our area last night, I guess near midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock, right in that range when they started to move into our area. So reports continuing to come in about the damage. Now that the sun is up, we've been able to see firsthand with some videos both on television that have been circulating on Twitter as well from just some of the damage that's taken place, not only to businesses and schools, but also neighborhoods as well. I mean, WSMV Channel 4 tweeted out a video of a drone shot they have in Mount Juliet where it just seems like an entire neighborhood got destroyed last night. It's truly heartbreaking and devastating to see, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, in the East Nashville, you mentioned Lindsay Natz earlier. She tweeted out the drone shots, Mount Juliet and then East Nashville. And same thing, I mean, some of the stuff in East Nashville, it's hard to look at. Brett Kelman of the Tennessean is there now. He's with local officers who are kind of heading out, and Commander David Imhoff, to quote him, there are businesses in 5 points that basically don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just, and we'd still, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, it's one tornado?
I think that's the theory that people are operating under right now. But to be honest with you, I don't think anything has been confirmed yet. I think, you know, especially when it's dark like that, it's just really hard to tell until you get out and kind of survey the damage and the different paths that it may have taken. I mean, they're talking about right now like 200 miles of damage in terms of just the path this thing went on. And obviously, these things just don't always go in a straight line.
No. I mean,
they kind of hop around all over the place. And, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, if you've lived here for a long time, I mean, you're familiar with tornadoes. I mentioned earlier, the first thing I thought about last night when this started to happen and we saw videos coming in of downtown and kind of like the outskirts of downtown, just these live shots of you could actually just see the tornado coming in and transformers exploding everywhere in the night. I mean, it reminded me of what happened back in 98. I mean, I think the Titans were starting to build Nissan Stadium, and that construction site got hit a little bit, I think, while that was going on. A tornado made a direct hit on downtown, on East Nashville, in the area surrounding that. It was just a really crazy experience. And that was, like I said before, to open the show, that tornado, I was 5 years old in 1998 when that hit. That was one of the first memories that I have of my life because, I mean, you know, other than going to Opryland and hanging out with my family, that's probably the first major thing I remember in my life. So this is something that our community has definitely experienced before. Not ever something that you want to experience, obviously. And the devastation that I'm seeing right now, I mean, it could be worse than back in 1998 from what I'm looking at on TV right now.
Yeah. It's interesting how that works, and this is a totally different thing. But in Michigan, it's basically the same time of life for me. People still talk about the blizzard of 78, and that's a totally different thing. It's not this, but, you know, the snow was over our house. That's one of my first memories, too. You know, weather-related just stuff that just very, very rarely happens. The information comes so fast here, Robbie, it's hard to keep up with some of it. But someone shared the path of the tornado in 98 that you mentioned,
yeah,
and this one, and there was another one from another year. I don't know. Again, I've lost track of this thing, but apparently hit East Nashville at almost like the exact same spot.
Yeah, it's
spot.
Very similar. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Which is bizarre.
You know, Woodland Street over there in East Nashville, 10th. You know, over where those businesses beyond the edge, Five Points Pizza. I mean, there's a lot of businesses over there that are gone, and it's really terrifying. And obviously, look, you can rebuild businesses, you can rebuild buildings. The loss of life is the devastating part about this. I think the latest update is 7 have been confirmed dead in the storms, both in the Nashville area and then I think in Putnam County as well. Benton County also in there as well. So just a really tough day here on, you know, we'd love to come in here and just be recapping the Preds game last night. We're going to get into that in just a second. But if you've got thoughts from kind of your experience from last night and what you've seen so far this morning, 615-737-1025. Hit up our text line, 615-737-1025. And I know, look, knowing this community the way that I do, I know a lot of us are going to want to help immediately and to find ways to help immediately. I think my first piece of advice would just be, you know, as the first responders are continuing to sift through things, continuing, unfortunately, to look for people that may be trapped in these structures. Obviously, it's a chaotic situation going on right now, a very stressful situation. And my advice would be just yield to first responders and whatever they say should be the course of action at this point. That would be the way I think we should go. And then as we move ahead here in the days and the weeks and the months ahead, I have full confidence that this community will come together and we will help people rebuild as necessary. We will help families who may be grieving try to get through this difficult time as best they can. But this is one of those things, Joe, where the community and the people that you surround yourselves with and our area here in the Middle Tennessee area, that family type of environment, I think, becomes extremely, extremely important.
No doubt about it. This is also a time when, for all of its faults, and it has many, you know, social media really is effective.
Yes, it is.
So here's something really quickly I'm going to share. Lisa Quigley works for Jim Cooper, sent out some alternative voting spots real fast. So if you're Hadley Park, Churchwell Elementary, Centennial Park, or 15th Avenue Baptist, you should now vote at Pearl Cone. If you were going to Hermitage Presbyterian, DuPont, Tyler Skirl, Hermitage Hills Baptist Church, Hermitage Community Center, Tennessee School for the Blind, Two Rivers Middle School, or Donelson Heights, you should go to Donelson Presbyterian instead, and those open at 8. This is for voting. So a lot of things moving around and obviously having to change in light of this awful tornado.
Yeah, our friend Alex Doherty from A to Z Sports just said they got a call in that state offices in Davidson County are going to be closed today. Probably the right call there as well. So like we said, there's news rolling in. It seems like every minute, and Sarah Small from Fox 17 has just reported that the Wilson County Sheriff has confirmed 2 people have died in Wilson County as well from these storms. So just a really tough day. And as this continues to come in, I mean, there are pictures coming out from the Lebanon area, signs blown apart, power lines down everywhere. And that's another danger when stuff like this happens as well, is, you know, you have live power lines at times,
right,
as well. And especially when it's nighttime out, like sometimes you don't even see them. And that's, I know back in 98, that was a huge concern after the tornado rolled through then, is, you know, there were a lot of live wires, live power lines down on the streets. And, folks, if you're walking around out there and, you know, maybe you're in East Nashville and you're kind of surveying the damage, just be cognizant of what's going on around you. If you see something that you even think could be a live wire or a live power line, stay away from that, because don't want to mess with those things. And I know, you know, the devastation sometimes can be just overwhelming, and a lot of things can be really difficult to see, but just kind of make sure you're aware of all that, because we'd hate for a situation to get even worse than it already is with complicated factors like that. And, you know, I think there were some tweets earlier about, you know, gas leaks as well. If you suspect that there's a gas leak because of the damage you've received, make sure you give a call to the authorities immediately, because obviously gas leaks are a very serious deal, and you got to make sure you take care of that as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Gentry Estes, our friend, sports columnist of the Tennessean, is in Lebanon tweeting out pictures now, too. Again, we were talking earlier about Chris Martel and his backyard, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, the tornado touching down there. But, yeah, there's some also out in Lebanon, some serious – some of these pictures are pretty brutal.
Yep, you're listening to Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We'll continue to kind of unravel what's happened in our community as we come back. You're listening to Morning Drive. We'll be back next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, Marquise Munson behind the glass, taking you through a really devastating day in our community. Joe, I want to read a statement from Nashville Mayor John Cooper that he put out on Twitter a couple hours ago. Says, quote, "Nashville is hurting and our community has been devastated. My heart goes out to those who have lost loved ones. Be sure to lend a helping hand to a neighbor in need, and let's come together as a community once more. Together we'll get through this and come out stronger. I'm currently working with those at the Emergency Operations Center and receiving regular updates and damage assessment reports. I'm also working closely with federal contacts on all recovery assistance options. A more comprehensive media update is coming this morning." And that media update that Mayor John Cooper is referring to, I believe, according to Natalie Lund of the Tennessean, is scheduled to take place roughly around 8 o'clock. So obviously those things can change in terms of, you know, the schedule and other developments that could take place. But it seems like we'll have an update from Mayor John Cooper somewhere around 8 o'clock, and we'll do our best to bring that to you when that time comes. Somebody has made me aware of Vol State campuses. So the Vol State Community College campuses in Livingston and Cookeville are closed for today. Gallatin and Springfield opening up at 9:30 this morning. So obviously some schools were closed anyway today for Super Tuesday in terms of the, you know, voting and the election going on today. But I think Metro schools have now been closed as well. And Wilson County schools, I believe, will be closed for the remainder of this week.
You mentioned the gas leaks. If you want to report a gas leak, if you know of a gas leak, 1-800-752-7504. 800-752-7504 for an expedited response. This from Nashville EOC. So just trying to throw out stuff as it happens, and maybe something, you know, that might relate to someone that can help in this process right now.
Yeah, the photos and videos continue to come out. I mean, there's trees all over the top of houses, you know, damaged houses that have basically looked like the entire foundation has been blown off, fences and yards, roofs that have been torn off the top of houses that are scattered along the streets. I mean, it's a really devastating situation out there in our community. And like you said, I mean, I wonder how much worse it could have been. I mean, you mentioned the Twitter account, Nash Severe WX. They do such a great job of trying to keep people in the loop, keeping people informed and warned about what's heading this way. I want to commend all of our local news stations last night. They did a terrific job in covering this story. They did a terrific job in trying to make people aware. You know, I know a lot of people sometimes get upset when programming is broken into on a nightly basis or when situations like this happen. But this is exactly why you break into those programs, because, you know, at the end of the day, maybe 8 or 9 times out of 10, when you have some warnings like this or you have, you know, a tornado watch, maybe nothing happens. And thank God for that. But there are times where things like this happen, and you have to be prepared. So I thought every one of our news stations last night did a really good job keeping people informed, and hopefully that led to more lives being saved.
Yeah, and they're doing great work right now, yeah, along with the Tennessean and everybody out there, you know, trying to cover this and get as much information as possible. When did you first last night? The first I heard of this was we were in the post game at Bridgestone. I think Adam Vingan said something like, "Yeah, you better, you know, get home. You know, there might be a tornado." I'm like, "What? Really?
Yeah."
I mean, that's the first I had heard of this.
Well, to be honest with you, the first that I was alerted to, like, the potential that it could happen was by the Nash Severe WX Twitter account. I saw it in the afternoon yesterday.
Okay, so in the afternoon, okay.
And they were kind of, you know, look, it's hard to predict. Like, you never know exactly what's going to happen. There's elevated chances. You can tell when, you know, a risk of severe weather is going to move into your area. And the technology, even from 1998 when this happened in Nashville to now, is just dramatically different
in terms, and
way more advanced, and thank God for that. But it's still, you know, it's not an exact science when you're trying to predict, number one, if it's going to happen at all, but number two, what the severity level is going to be if a storm like this does move in. But I did see something yesterday afternoon that it was possible. So, actually, that's why yesterday, I typically, when I'm going to a Preds game, I park at the Fifth Avenue Arts Garage. And yesterday I parked and, you know, paid to park at Music City Center because it's closer to where I go out of the building, because I just figured, you know, I don't really want to get caught in a pouring rainstorm in downtown Nashville. You know, looking back on it, I'm glad I did that. It allowed me to get home quicker and kind of get out of the area quicker. And, you know, my thoughts all morning long have just been with the people, you know, maybe that were asleep and didn't know it was coming. I mean, that's certainly an understandable place to be when, you know, it's 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. That's, you know, that's probably the most dangerous time something like this could happen, is when people are asleep.
Yeah, no doubt. No, because, I mean, so it was mentioned, and yeah, this is one, like you said, like, these things come together so quickly sometimes. I mean, that's honestly the fact that Nash Severe WX, and we've been touting them all morning. Follow them if you're on Twitter.
You really need to.
Really, I mean, I think they saved lives here. I think they have before. But the fact that they had some sort of an indication in the afternoon, that's early, you know,
for
something like this. But, yeah, seriously, like, I drove home to Nolensville. It was dry, and I had heard what Vingan said, and honestly, I did not really – I mean, I was just so tired, and I knew, you know, waking up early for the show. So.
Right.
Slept through, you know, all of it. And of course, you know, we were lucky and it didn't really hit around us anyway, but you wake up and get that news, you're just like, my goodness, I mean, what if it would have come here, you know? I mean, and I'm sure for a lot of people that was the situation. You're just kind of sleeping and, oh man, I mean, like, if you read Chris Martell's account of what it was like at his house, you know, sounds like he was basically gathering up the kids and, you know, you're trying to be prepared, but then it's so fast.
Right.
And it's over fast, but
yeah, and
those few seconds obviously can be devastating.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was paying attention and monitoring the storm last night, and I think the Nashville Severe WX Twitter account said that the storm was moving, you know, 45 miles an hour. I mean, that thing is moving quick, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of time to react. A.J. Hilton from Fox 17 News has just tweeted out a picture that says, "This is Hopewell Baptist Church. It's a historic church in Nashville, established in the 1880s. There's now a hole in the middle of it," and he's attached a picture to it at @AJHilton_news on Twitter. Mm. Obviously historic places in Nashville that have become a pretty vibrant part of the community here. Left in utter devastation in parts today. East Nashville, Germantown, Lebanon, Mount Juliet. Just really tough to see. And as we said, there's a whole lot of things coming out at the same time. Want to pass along this update from Metro Nashville real quick. Please stay off the roads if you can. Follow instructions from at MNPD Nashville, that's the police department, and emergency crews. Stay away from downed power lines. Use 911 only in life-threatening situations, and make other reports via @HubNashville. which is the easiest way on Twitter to interact with the Metro Nashville government, by calling 311, or you can call 615-862-5000. So again, that's a message from Metro Nashville. Stay away from down power lines. Use 911 only in life-threatening situations, and make other reports by calling 311 or 615-862-5000. And I know, Joe, that's really important. People can be tempted, especially when you wake up and you're in devastation, you're in shock to see what's around you. A lot of times you can just be tempted to call 911, and they're dealing with so many things, I would imagine, right now on that emergency line that, you know, if you're not in an immediate life-threatening situation, just make sure that you're kind of using discretion there and leaving those lines open for the people who need them in this situation. Because as we've mentioned several times, this is still very much an ongoing situation.
And a little less urgent than that, you know, this is also, there's going to be time to help and to see everything. But there are people right now just coming into these situations who have to deal with them. And so, you know, don't go driving. I mean, this is not a time to really be gawking at things and checking. You know, I mean, there's going to be a time to help and things like that. Right now, you know, let the police and fire and everyone, let those people get into these areas and do their work first.
Absolutely. I think that's very important. And obviously, as we said earlier, you know, the Metro Police, the emergency management crews here in Nashville, they are trained to deal with situations like this. Obviously, you never want to deal with a situation like this, but thankful that we have those people. But you got to let them kind of step in there and do their job. And the last thing I think any of us want to do, even though we want to help and we want to be there and we want to do everything we can do, the last thing any of us really want to do is get in the way of that. So just keep that in mind as you're traveling maybe to work this morning, as you're maybe wanting to go and help. Just be kind of aware of that. We'll be back with hour two of the show. We'll continue to kind of unpack the devastating storms that have taken place through our area over the course of the last few hours in the Nashville area, in Wilson County, Putnam County, Benton County. We'll be back next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.